In the grasp of the winged creature's long clawed hands, Chet was helpless. He was struggling vainly when they released their hold, and he felt himself falling into a pit that, as far as he knew, was a bottomless abyss. He was still struggling to right himself in midair when he struck. To fall even so short a distance on Earth would have meant instant death. Here, where gravitation's pull was but 1/6 of that of Earth, he still struck on a rocky floor with a thud that made him sick for lack of breath. Above him was a pale circle of light. Tipping the edge of a vast crater mouth high above was a rim of brilliance, Earthlight. Chet was suddenly certain that he was seeing that glow for the last time as the circle went black, and there came to him the unmistakable clang of metal where a door was shut. Through the countless mingled emotions that filled him, he was wondering what manner of creatures these were into whose hands he had fallen. Intelligent beyond a doubt, in their own way, he could not question the evidence of his own eyes and ears. They were able to work in metals and seal the mouth of this lunar tomb. But he was still alive. He could not give up now. This adventure upon which he had launched with such high hopes had turned out differently than expected, but, he told himself, it was not ended yet. And instead of a lifeless globe, he had found this, a place peopled with strange half-human life. And more marvellous still, instead of Haldgren, whom he had come to seek, there had been a girl.